ズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 46. Don't quote me in Japanese on this. Welcome back to the Beginner Series here at JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
頑張って勉強しましょう。
In this lesson, you learn how to report what someone else was saying, using
と言っていました or て言っていました
was saying. This conversation takes place at
韓国料理屋
a Korean restaurant. The conversation is between
下山慎さんと上司
Mr. Shin Shimoyama and his boss.
お昼ご飯を食べていますね
and they're having lunch.The boss uses informal Japanese, and Mr. Shimoyama uses
formal Japanese.
Now, listeners, don't forget you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question
or some feedback,
please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. If you don't have a lifetime account, stop by JapanesePod101.com and get a free lifetime account.
では聞いてください。
Let's listen to the conversation.
Futago no oniisan.
Ee, mou kao oboe te imasen ga.
Kao wa onaji ja nai?
Ya, sore ga haha wa boku tachi wa nite inakatta to itte mashita.
Hee, ah, so ieba Mikado.下山は夜六本木でアルバイトをしています。クビにしてくださいって言っていたぞ。
ミカドね。そういえばミカドとヒダリさんは付き合ってますよね。
でもヒダリ君はミカドは友達で彼氏じゃないと言っていたよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
双子のお兄さん。
ええ、もう顔を覚えていませんが。
顔は同じじゃない?
いや、それが母は僕たちは似ていなかったと言っていました。
へえ。あ、そういえば、帝。下山は夜六本木でアルバイトをしています。クビにしてくださいって言っていたぞ。
ミカドねえ。そういえばミカドとヒダリさんは付き合ってますよね。
でもヒダリ君はミカドは友達で彼氏じゃないと言っていたよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
双子のお兄さん。
A twin brother?
ええ、もう顔覚えていませんが。
Yes, I can't remember his face anymore though.
顔は同じじゃない?
His face. But you were twins, right?
それが母は僕たちは似ていなかったと言ってました。
Oh yes, but my mother said that we looked nothing alike.
へえ。ああ、そういえば、ミカド。下山は夜六本木でアルバイトをしています。クビにしてくださいって言っていたぞ。
Huh. Oh hey, that reminds me. ミカド told me, Shimoyama is doing a part-time job in Roppongi at nights. You should fire him.
ミカドねえ。そういえば、ミカドとヒダリさんは付き合ってますよね。
Ah, yes, ミカド。By the way, ミカド and Ms. Hidari are dating, aren't they?
でも、ヒダリ君はミカドは友達で彼氏じゃないと言っていたよ。
Well, Ms. Hidari says that Mr. Mikado is just a friend. He's not my boyfriend.
全然似てない双子のお兄さん。
So, Shin had a twin brother, but They don't look like each other? どうしてでしょうね? I think Mitsuru Mikado is up to something, right?
ああ、Mikado Mitsuru さんですね。上司にレポートしてますからね。He was saying, 首にしてください。
Please fire him.
すごいね。汚いですよね。
Business is a nasty world.
That's why you're doing the business.
ね。だからビジネスをしてます。
And that's why 付き合ってくれていますね。And that's why you're doing it together with me, Naomi sensei. So, this kind of stems from what we were just talking about. And so, I want to point out one word here and the difference in the way of thinking. So, in English, we would say business is a nasty, kind of cutthroat place. In Japanese, we use the word
汚い,
which is dirty. And in English, sometimes we also do it too. It's a very dirty business. Politics is a dirty business. So you can maybe make that kind of, use that as a mnemonic to remember that in Japanese when you want to say you're not playing fair or, you know, that's kind of below the belt. 汚い。
汚い人だな。
So he plays rough or he's not dirty.
Like physically.
But dirty as in he doesn't play fair or it's a tough business.
そうですね。When people are watching the sports game, they use this word. Ah, 今のプレー汚いよ。
Also, before we take a look at the vocab, there's also one more very useful phrase. そういえば。
Ah, by the way.
Yeah. Now, according to Rikai-chan, which everybody should have, and if you don't, visit our website and find out more about Rikai-chan. We have a nice video tutorial on how to install it. So according to Rikai-chan, this expression means, which reminds me, or on the subject, or speaking of that. But, as Naomi translated, by saying, そういえば, you can completely change the topic.
そうですね。便利だと思います。
Yeah, I think a pretty good literal translation is like, if you say that or speaking of that, something, something, something. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. What do we have first?
双子
Twins.
双子双子
Next.
似ている
Look like.
似ている似ている
Next.
アルバイト
Part-time job.
アルバイト。アルバイト。
Next.
首にする。
To fire.
首にする。首にする。
And last we have.
そういえば。
Which reminds me. On that subject.
そういえば。そういえば。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase we'll look at?
首にする。
To fire someone. Now, 首 means neck, but it also means deposition or dismissal. Now, the grammar behind 首にする is very complicated, so we recommend that you remember it as a set phrase. Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence?
ピーターは。ナオミを首にした。
Peter fired Naomi.
怖いですね。
What's interesting here though is the person is marked by the object marker.
そうです。
So you could tell it's an idiomatic phrase. You're not literally taking her neck or, back from the samurai's days, actually the head. So 首にする is actually to take the head.
そうなのかな?
So this sentence literally is Peter takes Naomi's head.But, of course, it means Peter fired Naomi.
怖い怖い。Probably I have to look for a lawyer and アルバイト。
That is our next word.
そうですね。アルバイト。
Part-time job. And actually, the shorter version is more commonly used. That is?
バイト。When する or をする follows バイト, it becomes a verb. バイトする。バイトをする。Or アルバイトをする。アルバイトする。
To have a part-time job or to work a part-time job. Now, many of these loan words, the loan words taken from another language and then used in Japanese, come from English. However, this one comes from German.
そう、ドイツ語なんですよね。
The last phrase is?
似ている。
Look like, similar. Now, actually, this phrase is the present progressive form of the verb?
似る。
To resemble or to be similar. Now, again, we recommend you remember this as a set phrase. Naomi-sensei, how do you use the word?
There are several patterns, but the easiest way is something to something wa niteiru. For example, Haruya-san to Shin-san wa niteiru.
Haruya and Shin look alike. Now, here we used it for looks, but again, this is very contextual. It could be personalities. It could be appearance. It could be the way you talk. So from context, you have to judge what they're actually talking about.
So desu ne. Tateba, for example, Peter to Yuichi wa niteiru.
And you can tell here from the context, Yuichi is a teacher on our intermediate series, a native Japanese speaker. So we don't physically resemble each other, but I think the way we joke and our humor is kind of similar.
So kana.
But you can tell from the context that we're not talking about physical features or attributes.
So desu ne.
On to the grammar point. The focus of this lesson is reported speech. Now, this is extremely useful. You'll talk about how to report what someone else has said.
To itteimashita.
Was saying. Now, this phrase is composed of the te form of the verb.
Iu.
To say. Plus.
Imashita.
So, itte plus.
Imashita.
Itteimashita. Now, this is the polite past progressive.
Itteimashita means was saying.
Now, a lot of times we get into these very technical grammatical explanations, but think about this expression. It's literally translated as was saying. John was saying. Susan was saying. My mother was saying. This is something we use all the time, so it's going to be very, very useful. A couple major differences from English, but let's take a look at them right now. Can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
母は僕たちは似ていなかったと言っていました。
My mother was saying that we were not alike at all.
母は
Mother plus topic marking particle.
僕たちは似ていなかった。
We're not alike at all.
と
Quotation particle.
言っていました。
Was saying. So literally, mother, we were not alike at all, was saying. Of course, it means that my mother was saying that we are not alike at all. So when you have a sentence with a quotation marking particle, many times for this particular level, and this is a rule of thumb, not applicable every single time, but you can usually find out who's saying something or who's thinking something by looking at the beginning of the sentence. So you kind of zone your eyes out and you see mother at the beginning. Then at the end of the sentence, you can see to itteimashita. So you can realize that mother was saying. And then you look at the inside part to kind of figure out who's actually talking about what. Now, to convey what someone else has said, we take the subject, optional, their indirect quote, attach the quote marker to, and the phrase,
言っていました.
So let's practice this sentence pattern with some examples. How do you say, it'll rain tomorrow, or it's going to rain tomorrow?
明日、雨が降る.
So we have, tomorrow, it will rain. How about mother was saying it would rain tomorrow?
母は明日雨が降ると言っていました。
So you take the original sentence, 明日雨が降る. Before that you put,
母は,
mother, followed by,
明日雨が降る.
And we follow that with,
言っていました。
Mother was saying it will rain tomorrow. Now, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
For those of you who don't know, Naomi-sensei also appears in EnglishPod101.com. Now, EnglishPod101.com is a site for Japanese learners of English. So, Japanese people studying English.
Hi.
So, Yuichi was saying that he really likes your voice. Yuichi-sensei wa Naomi no koe ga suki da to itteimashita. So, Yuichi was saying he really likes your voice.
嘘でしょ?
Yes, it's not really true, but this was just an example to, you know, to illustrate what we were talking about today. So, I was taking something that was said and then talking about that. So, when you want to talk about something you heard, reporting speech, this to itteimashita is very useful.
そうですね.
Now, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod11.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has the conversation transcript,
vocabulary, sample sentences, a grammar explanation,
and a culture insight section. Seeing the Japanese really helps you remember faster.
But don't take our word for it. Please, look for yourself.
And let us know what you think.
That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
双子のお兄さん。
ええ、もう顔覚えていませんが。
顔は同じじゃない？
いや、それが母は僕たちは似ていなかったと言ってました。
へえ、ああそういえば帝、下山は夜六本木でアルバイトをしています。クビにしてくださいって言っていたぞ。
帝ね、そういえば帝とひだりさんは付き合ってますよね。
でもひだりくんは帝は友達で彼氏じゃないと言っていたよ。